For centuries, the Catholic prophets have predicted a time when mankind would become so sinful and laxed that God will punish the world with war, famine, natural disasters, and persecution to the church. This is called the Great Chastisement, and a great part of humanity will perish because the state of mankind will be worse than even at the time of Noah and the Great Flood. The Catholic prophets make it clear, the chastisement will happen in our time. Some even name the end of the 20th century. Others with statements such as Mother Shipton in the 16th century, who said, "The great chastisement will come when carriages go without horses and many accidents fill the world with woe. It will come when thoughts are flying around the earth in the twinkling of an eye, when long tunnels are made for horseless machines, when men can fly in the air and ride under the sea, when ships are wholly made of metal, when fire and water great marvels do, when even the poor can read books, when many taxes are levied for war." Blessed Rimbaud in the 18th century said, "God will punish the world when men have devised marvelous inventions that will lead them to forget God. They will have horseless carriages, they will fly like the birds, but they will laugh at the idea of God, thinking that they are very clever. There will be signs from the heaven, but men in their pride will laugh them off. Men will indulge in voluptuousness and lewd fashions will be seen." Venerable Anne de la Foy said, "There will be discord within the Catholic Church. In those days, men will wear women's clothes and women will put on men's clothes." So yes, the chastisement has already begun. It's just that now we are seeing it ramp up. Many of the prophecies make it clear that the instrument of war for the chastisement will be Russia. At Fatima in the 20th century, Our Lady said, "If my requests are granted, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. If not, she will spread her errors, causing wars and persecutions of the church. The good will be martyred, the Holy Father will have much to suffer, many nations will be annihilated." Our Lady's requests have not been done. In a 1946 interview, Sister Lucy, who is the Fatima seer, said, "If Russia was not consecrated, communism would spread all over the world." When asked about the United States specifically, she said, "Yes, even the United States." And the consecration has not been done properly yet. In a 1957 interview, Sister Lucy said, "Father, the Most Holy Virgin is very sad because no one has paid any attention to her message, neither the good nor the bad. The good continue on their way, but without giving any importance to her message. The bad, not seeing the punishment of God actually falling upon them, continue their life of sin without even caring about the message. But believe me, Father, God will chastise the world, and this will be in a terrible manner. The punishment from heaven is imminent." Our Lady said to Sister Elena Aiello in the 1950s, "See how Russia will burn. Before my eyes there extended an immense field covered with flames and smoke, in which souls were submerged, as if they were in a sea of fire. And all this fire," concluded the Madonna, "is not that which fall from the hands of men, but will be hurled directly from the angels. Therefore I ask for prayers, penance, and sacrifice, so I may act as mediatrix for my son, in order to save souls. Once there was the chastisement by water, but if there is not a return to God, there will come a chastisement by fire, which will cover the streets of the world with blood. Russia, spurred on by Satan, will seek to dominate the whole world, and by bloody revolutions will propagate her false teachings throughout all the nations, especially in Italy. The church will be persecuted, and the Pope and the priests shall suffer much. Tremendous scourges are impending over the world, and various nations are struck by epidemics, famines, great earthquakes, terrific hurricanes, and overflowing rivers and seas, which bring ruin and death. If the people do not recognize in these scourges of nature the warnings of divine mercy and do not return to God with truly Christian living, another terrible war will come from the east to the west. Russia, with her secret armies, will battle America and will overrun Europe. The Rhine River will be overflowing with corpses and blood. Italy also will be harassed by a great revolution, and the Pope will suffer terribly. Spread the devotion to my Immaculate Heart, in order that many souls may be conquered by my love, and that many sinners may return to my maternal heart. Do not fear, for I will accompany with my maternal protection my faithful ones and all those who accept my urgent warnings, and they, especially by the recitation of my rosary, will be saved. Satan goes furiously through this disordered world, and soon will show all his might. But because of my Immaculate Heart, the triumph of light will not delay in its triumph over the power of darkness, and the world, finally, will have tranquility and peace." Venerable Holzhauser in the 16th century said, On one side stands Russia and the entire North, and on the other side is France and the whole of the South under one fist. This knight will come from midday. He wears a white cloak with buttons that go down to his feet. He carries a cross on his chest and rides a donkey. He will be of lame foot. This knight is so together that no one tries to stop him. He is also a peacemaker. Great is his strength. An old German prophecy says, when the world becomes godless, revolutions will break out against kings. Fathers will fight their sons and their sons their fathers. The doctrine will be perverted, and they will try to overthrow the Catholic Church. Men will be pleasure-loving. A terrible war will find the North fighting the South. The South will be led by a prince wearing a white coat with a cross on the front, and he will be of lame foot. And he will gather his forces at Bremen for mass. Then he will lead them into battle beyond Wuhl near the Birch Tree country. After a terrible battle at a brook running eastward near Edberg and Cerdan, the South will be victorious. St. Vincent Ferrer, 15th century. Armies from the west, east, and north, Russia is north, by the way, will fight together in Italy, and the eagle shall capture the false king, and all things shall be made obedient unto him, and there shall be a new reformation in the world. In the days of peace that are to come after the desolation of revolutions and wars, before the end of the world, Christians will become so lax in their religion that they will refuse the sacrament of confirmation, saying that it is unnecessary. And when the false prophet, the precursor to the Antichrist, comes, all who are not confirmed will apostatize, while those who are confirmed will stand in their faith, and only a few will renounce Christ. So yes, pressure your children to get confirmed. Elizabeth Canori Mora. After the 3 days of darkness, St. Peter and Paul, having come down from heaven, will preach in the whole world and designate a new pope. A great light will flash from their bodies and will settle upon the cardinal who is to become pope. Christianity then will spread throughout the world. He is the holy pontiff, chosen by God to withstand the storm. At the end, he will have the gift of miracles, and his name will be praised over the whole earth. Whole nations will come back to the church, and the face of the earth shall be renewed. Russia, England, and China will come into the church. Sister Rosa Estende de Taggia, 9th century. A great revelation shall spread over all of Europe, and peace will not be restored until the white flower, the lily, has taken possession of the throne of France. Not only religious communities, but also good lay Catholics shall have their properties confiscated. A lawless, democratic spirit of disorder shall reign supreme, and there will be a general overthrow. There shall be great confusion of people against people and nations against nations. With clashing arms and beating drums, the Prussians and Russians shall come to Italy. Some bishops shall fall from the faith, but many more will remain steadfast and suffer much for the church. Priests and religious shall be butchered, and the earth, especially in Italy, shall be soaked with their blood. Brother Louis Rocco, 19th century. Terrible wars will rage all over Europe. God has long been patient with the corruption of morals. Half of mankind will be destroyed. Russia will witness many outrages. Great cities and small towns alike will be destroyed in a bloody revolution that will cause the death of half the population. In Istanbul, or Constantinople, the cross will be replaced with the half-moon of Islam, and Jerusalem will be the seat of a king. The southern Slavs will form a great Catholic empire and drive out of Europe the Turks, who will withdraw to North Africa and subsequently embrace the Catholic faith. Ossolinsky Prophecy, 19th century. The Western Lion, betrayed by its emancipated slaves, shall unite with the cock and put a young man on the throne. This time the strength of the disturbers of the earth will be broken forever. Brother shall shake hands with brother, and the enemy shall withdraw to a faraway country. At the rising sun, the hammer is broken. When the black eagle and the hammer invade foreign countries, they shall perish in a river. The bear, Russia, falls after its second expedition. The Danube shines again in splendor. The barbarians, stricken with fear, flee in disarray to Asia. Garibandal. The Pope will go to Russia, to Moscow. As soon as he returns to the Vatican, hostilities will break out in different parts of Europe. Russia will unexpectedly and suddenly overrun and overwhelm a great part of the free world. God does not want this to happen so quickly. In any case, the warning will come when you see that the Holy Mass cannot be celebrated freely anymore. It will be then that the world will most need the intervention. The Prophecy of Jasper. When men indulge in sensual pleasures and voluptuousness, no one wishes to obey anymore. when there is widespread discontent among the peoples of the earth, then Russia will pour out masses of soldiers and they will reach the Rhine. So let's review. The chastisement will come in an age of technological miracles, and people will become lax in their morality. The church will become corrupt. The church will undergo widespread persecution. The mass will cease. Many priests and religious will be killed, and the church will look virtually dead. Revolutions and uprisings will break out. Russia will invade Europe from the north. A great war will happen. Many people will die. There will be natural disasters. And then a prince, a knight, will rise up and lead a Christian army to victory, and he will defeat all of the church's enemies and reestablish Christendom. And a holy pope will be elected, and virtually the whole world will become Catholic. Russia, China, and even the Muslims will convert to Catholicism. The chastisement could have been avoided, but that's no longer possible. However, it can be mitigated, or the severity of it lessened, through penance, the recitation of the rosary, and acts of reparation. Our Lady will protect those who do these things. And we can take heart, because Our Lady said at Fatima, "In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me, and she will be converted, and a period of peace will be granted to the world." Until my next video, God bless.